Listen to what happens. As soon as they crossed over the Jordan, they come into the promised land. They ate from the produce of the land. When did they plant? They walked in to a harvest.
We are sowing God's word, growing in Christ, and bringing in the harvest. And now join us for today's message from Harvest Church.
John 6:63, he says, it is the Spirit who gives life. It is the Spirit who gives life. So how is it that it is the Spirit who gives life? You know what he says? He says, the entrance of my word. Let me show you that verse. Let me show you that verse so we can just read it real quick. Psalm 119, maybe if we can just turn there real quick. Psalm 119 and verse number 130. 119 and verse number 130. Psalm 119 and verse number 130. So, it says, look what it says. It says, the entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. Now, here's the beautiful thing with this is that we have life on the inside of us, right? Since we already live in the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit, right? In other words, here's a loose translation of that. You have life on the inside of you. Take it. Right? You have life on the inside of you. Receive life. Now, how does life come to you? How does life come to you? How do you take? How do you eat? Because it's life. Let me show you something else. Let me show you something else. Proverbs 4 and verse number 20. We'll read it together real quick. It says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings or to my speech. So that's hearing what he's saying, right? Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring, right? For out of it spring the issues of life. Out of your heart spring the issues of life, right? Out of your heart spring the issues of life. So when he says the entrance of your word gives light, that means manifestation. In other words, he's showing. Light means, right? We said a long time ago, right? That which makes manifest. Light is that which makes manifest. So if the entrance of the Word of God into your heart, right, does what? Brings light. So the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you'd be able to see and know, right? The glorious light of the gospel. All these things that the Lord has been teaching us, that while, when the Word of God comes, right, and it enlightens our mind, and only He can do that, only the Spirit of God, right, can enlighten. So when your heart is illuminated or enlightened to see Jesus, right? So it's the Spirit of Christ on the inside of you speaking, manifesting, right, Christ to you. The Spirit of God on the inside of you is manifesting Christ to you, or enlightening Christ to you, or opening up Christ to you, or revealing Christ to you, right? When the Spirit of God does that and reveals Christ to you, brings light, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. What does that mean? You believe in God, believe also in me. You believe in God, believe also in me, right? He says that those who... Let's read it again. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Hear. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, right? That's faith, right? And then he says, for their life. What's life? The words, right? Right, I am the Word of God in you. And that's the only way life is going to come to you, right? Only by the Word of God in you. But he said, so seeing, he said, seeing is life. Seeing is life. Because he said, if you hear, he said, my son, give attention to my words. Can I tell you something? Listen to me. This stuff will so help us, right? This stuff will so help us because it's coming out of my mouth without me. I wasn't there, right? Like a second and a half ago. So it's just good, right, to hear what he's saying. Those two things, what he's saying, believe in God, believe also in me. You believe in God, believe also in me. There are people, listen, in this world, the majority of people, is there a God? Of course. Is there a God? Of course. Of course. He said, you believe in God? Believe also in me. In John 14, look at that for a minute. We're not stopping, but just this is important. John 14 and verse number 1. because this is something that the Lord was praying just before. Lindsay was talking about some things, and this is so good, right? Because he says in verse number 1, John 14, verse number 1, why is it important what he's saying about you believe in God, believe also in me? Let not your heart be troubled, right? Let not your heart be troubled. If in other words, what was he, it's so perfect. Only God can do stuff like this. What was he was saying, and I don't remember the exact words, the connotation though was, don't let it be moved, shaken, right? Don't let it be moved or shaken. What is he saying? You believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. Listen, he says, it's the same verse. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled away. Let not your heart be troubled away. Can we go real quick to Jeremiah 17? Jeremiah 17. That's good, the things he's been teaching us from there. Jeremiah chapter 17. Right? Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord, right? Whose hope, how is your hope in the Lord? Because your heart is steadfast on Him in you. You're hearing Him. When you're hearing Him, right, your hope is in the Lord. Because you'd be hearing somebody else, right? We're making the Lord our refuge, right? How do you make Him your refuge? You hear Him and you're not hearing anybody else. Right? When you hear the voice of the shepherd and you don't hear the voice of a stranger, he's your refuge. That's what you're doing. You're making him your refuge. Look what he says. He said, blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the water, which spreads out its roots in the by the river. Right? You know, I don't know exactly what that means right there, but it just gives me a mental picture that I'm just going crazy in Jesus. Just, you know, just in every direction in him. Just, you know, letting and your roots just spread out deep. It's so such establishment in him, mom. Just being rooted and grounded in the Lord. And I don't know if that's exactly correlated to that verse, but just in him, right? In him. Where you can be so rooted, you know, that you're not moved, right? When you're so far deep into the earth, right? When you're so far rooted, what shakes you, you know? Everything could be shaken above ground, but who cares, right? You're rooted, right? You're deep, so deep down. So deep down, right? And that's awesome because it's only the Spirit of God that knows the deep things, right? Nobody else can teach you deep things like that. Nobody else. So how do you establish yourself deeply in the Lord, right? Right? And that's good that he's saying that, right? How do you establish yourself deeply in the Lord and let your roots spread out deep within him, right? When you don't know deep things, right? When you can't do that, right? If you don't know deep things, you can't spread out your roots deep into the Lord, right? But he knows the deep things, and that is, you haven't received the spirit of the world, but you have received the spirit that is from God, who knows all the deep things of God. So what does he speak to you? Right? I mean, anything, let's put it this way, anything that is of God is deep, right? Right? Anything that is of God is deep to the world, because to them it's so deep it's foolishness to them, right? But it, there is more, right? There's more real estate down there. There's more. There's definitely more. There's definitely more. So he says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and he will not fear when heat comes. Where's heat happening? Right? Heat isn't happening down here. Heat is in the world, right? Heat is in the world. And he says, heat is of the world, but you don't fear that, right? He says, will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, right? You love our little tree? I love that little tree, right? I've never loved that little tree more than I love that little tree now, right? Why? Because that's fruitfulness, right? That's fruitfulness. That's green, right? That's green. I like it in other shades. That's okay. The brown is all right. I'm okay with that. But I love the green, right? Just because the green, right? I like the green. So he says, I will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green. And look at it. And it will not be anxious in the year of drought, when there is nothing. When there is nothing, right? When all that there is death surrounding you, but it's not going to come near you. Why? Because you're in him. And you're hearing him, right? You're him. The drought came, but it didn't come near Joseph, right? Listen, Joseph didn't have what he had because he planned well, right? Let's not get a little weird looking at things in the Bible and think that God is asking us to be prepared, right? Yeah, you know, we ought to be prepared. Let me take that back. We ought to be prepared. Your preparation is to hear him, right? That's it. It's not about God is going to give you 7 years to prepare and then you can prepare. So if you go every can sale to ShopRite and you collect a lot of cans, when the famine comes, you can just eat green beans. You know, that's not what he's talking about, right? It's not about being prepared that way. It's about hearing. It's about hearing, right? It's about hearing. So he says, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. That you know the cool thing is? What he's saying is, you won't stop, right? It will not cease in you. My work will not cease in you. Is what he's saying. Right? That doesn't mean I'll keep giving you money, right? Because that's superficial garbage, right? Will God provide everything to you and prosper you? Yeah, but that's not the reason. What this verse is not trying to tell us, that God will always give you all the money you need. That's a side effect of what he's saying, right? What he's saying is, the Spirit of God in me will always continue to prosper your soul, and while you continue to prosper your soul, you will prosper and you will be in health as your soul prospers. That's what he's talking about, right? He's talking about here. He's talking about hearing him, right? As long as he will keep teaching you, and he will keep feeding you, right? In the year of drought, what he'll keep doing? Feeding you. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, and they all left, because they were offended. But that happens sometimes, right? People leave when he's getting to the best part. Right? Leaves when he's getting to the best part, but it's good. But for those who hear, you know what happens? They'll see. Let me show you something real quick out of Kings. Right? I think it's Kings. Second Kings 7. Can we do that real quick? Second Kings 7. Yeah. Second Kings chapter 7. Verse 1 is fine. Verse 1 is good. Then Elijah said, hear the word of the Lord. Does that shock anybody that we're reading that? Right? That doesn't shock me, right? So Elijah said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Jesus is saying today, believe in me, right? I am the word of God in you, right? I am the word of God in you. And that's the only way life is going to come to you, right? Only by the word of God in you. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Tomorrow about this time, I think that's called Asiya, but it doesn't really matter anyway. It says, at this time, Asiya, a fine flour, shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. It's going to be really cheap, is what that means, right? Very easily purchased, very easily acquired, right? It'll be abundant, right? It'll be abundant is what he's saying, right? It'll be abundant. He came to give us what? He came to give us life, and life abundantly. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me, and you'll get that life. Why? Because you have the Spirit that is from God, and only the Spirit can give life, and the flesh profits nothing. So if you eat from me, you will have life. Why? Because it is the Spirit in you that will feed me to you. He said, let your soul delight itself, in Isaiah 55, I think, right? Let your soul delight itself, right? Let your soul eat and delight itself in fatness, in all that I've done, right? All that I've done, eat, right? Let your soul delight itself, he said, right? Let your soul delight itself. So they said it was going to be easily acquired, it was going to be abundant. What was going to be abundant? Everything was going to be abundant. It wasn't the barley. Everything was going to be abundant. But he said, so an officer on whose hand the king leaned, an officer... This was not a run-of-the-mill officer. This is an officer on whom the king leaned as an advisor, right? This was an important individual there, right? And if the king listened to him, chances are other people listened to him too, right? But he says, so an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God. He wasn't answering the man of God. He was answering the word of God, right? God said something. He's answering God. Job did that, right? Job answered God. Elihu taught him that if he would hear, he would live. That the disease and the stuff that had come upon his skin, he said God would make his skin like a newborn baby. If he would hear, right? You can't, see, people answer the word of God, and sometimes they don't know that they're answering the word of God because they don't know that they're hearing the word of God, right? But that's why it's good to hear by the Spirit, so that you can know when it's the word of the Spirit of God and when it's not, right? So he says to him, he answers the word of God. So he answers God. The officer, who is no one, basically, right? The king leaned on him. He really is no one anyway. But he said, the officer on whose hand the king leaned answered God, look, if the Lord, basically what he's saying, if you would open windows in heaven, right? Could this be? Now, he's not asking a question because he's trying to know. He's asking that because he don't believe, In other words, he thinks that that's a lie, that it's not true, right? So, and then he said, Elisha said to him, and it wasn't Elisha saying it to him, because Elisha can't tell that man what's going to happen to him. Elisha can't do that. God can do that. Elisha can't do that. So you can take Elisha's name right out of that and say, God told that man. God told them initially to the people. That man answered God, and God answered him back. Right? And what did God tell him? God said to the man, you shall see it with your eyes, not with the eyes of faith, not with your spirit, you won't see it. But he says, you'll see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. You know why? Because no one can eat. No one can eat unless he hears. And no one can eat unless he believes, right? But you see what he's saying? The reason why this gets so good, right? The reason why this gets so good is because prosperity, right? Prosperity is just an effect. It's just an effect of life. Prosperity is just an effect of life in your soul. It's just an effect of life in your soul. So if you allow your soul to delight itself, in other words, believe in him, hear him and believe what you hear. Hear him and believe what you hear, right? You'll allow your soul to delight itself in that which is true. That's why in John 14 he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Right? Because that is the truth. And when you believe the truth, right? What do you reap? What are you reaping from? What is the inheritance that you have that then you reap from? Right? The harvest that you receive is what? Life. You take from it, right? You take from the life in you. So that's why he's saying, he says, you already have life in you in Romans chapter 8, right? Take from it. Take from the life that you already have in you. Take it. Take what is good. Let me show you again. Jeremiah 17, verse number 5. Can we just read a little bit about the spirit that is of the world, right? Jeremiah 17 and 5. Let me tell you about the spirit that's of the world, how cursed that is. He says, cursed is the man of the world, right? Cursed is the man who trusts in man, who makes flesh his strength. That's not you. Right? That's not you. You don't make flesh. You wouldn't be here, right? You don't make flesh your strength. But curses the man who makes flesh, curses the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. So the man who is cursed, who makes flesh his strength, is the man whose heart departs from the Lord, because that spirit can't know God. So it's far from God, right? In other words, he says, you worship me, but your hearts are far from me. Why? Because Christ has not removed the veil. The veil is only removed in Christ, and you can't see. So your heart is not even on me. You're doing stuff, right? He was saying to the Pharisees, to the religious leaders of the day, you're doing stuff, but that doesn't mean anything, right? So because there's church going on doesn't mean people are really seeking God, right? But it's awesome what you know, right? It's awesome what you know, because you've just come to hear him. That's all. You've just come to hear him. So he says, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, and that is the man whose heart departs from the Lord. You know what he'll be? He'll be like, he shall be like a shrub in the desert. Like a shrub in the desert, right? And we're in the same heat. You understand? We're in the same heat. It's just that their life is different, right? We're in the same heat. But when they feel heat, right? It says, he shall be like a shrub. Well, why did I say that just then, right? That we're in the same heat. Because he says, you will not fear when heat comes, right? It's the same heat, right? It's the same heat. But he says, and shall, he shall be like a shrub in the desert. And look what will happen. He shall not see when good comes. He won't see it. He won't see when good comes. What is that? What is the good, right? Who you have in you is the good that you see, right? If you have seen me, you've seen the Father. He's the good you see. That's the good they can't see. So Christ came and his own received him not, right? The good came and they saw him not, right? They can't see him, right? They can't see him. But that's how it is in the world, right? He came, he manifests himself to them, right? But they don't hear him. And because they don't hear him, they don't see him. So he says, they shall not see when good comes, but what happens? But they shall inhabit. You see what a nasty inheritance this is? That's a disgusting inheritance to live with. To inhabit, right? That's your inheritance right there. Live in it, right? They inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land which is not inhabited, right? In other words, where there is just nothing but death, right? They live in it and they're dead, right? That's what the world lives in. But they can say, well, I believe in God. You believe in God? The Lord says, believe also in me. Because that's the only way that you can take the life that God wants you to have. Awesome what He's teaching us to eat, right? Eat awesome to eat. Teach us to eat. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You don't just want us to possess fullness, but you want us, Lord, to eat and be full. To eat and be full. Father, we are your fullness, Lord. Your church is the fullness of Christ. We are, Lord, your body. My God, you said, right? You said, I see you in your poverty, but you are rich. But you are rich. But you are rich. That's why you don't think you're rich, because where are you looking? Where are you looking? Where are you looking to see if you're rich? Are you looking at the riches of my glory in Christ in you? Or are you looking at external things? At external things. Father, that's the cursed man that lives like that. That's the cursed man that lives like that. The blessed man doesn't live like that. The blessed man does not live like that. The blessed man lets its soul delight itself and eat in what is good. Father, we have received an inheritance, Lord. We are of those of the Spirit of Yeshua that delight ourselves and know that we can take what has been given to us. Because if it wasn't for us to take it, you wouldn't have given it. So because you've given us our inheritance, it's there for us to take it. Of course we can go up and take the land. Of course we can go up and eat of it. Of course we can eat of its fruit. Of course we can eat of what is planted that we didn't sow. Of course we can. Because it has been given to us. Thank you, Lord, that you give us rest. Because there is no work for us to do to take from it. We just go in and take it. Your word just comes up when we eat it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, to believe in Jesus. To believe in Jesus. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Blessed is the man who believes in Jesus. Blessed is the man who believes in Jesus. Blessed are you because you believe in Jesus. Blessed are you because you believe without physically seeing with your eyes. But you see Jesus. But you see Jesus. You're speaking to us, Lord. Hallelujah. And you're drawing us to Jesus so that we can learn Him and see Him. And we, by consequence, Lord, we know you. Hallelujah. We should, Lord. We should have life. We should have life. Why are we standing then? Why are we standing here? Sorry. No, I'm not really apologizing, but can we go back? We didn't do that. And that's important, right? 2 Kings 7. You know what right there we just said, watch this, and look at verse number 3. It's now there were 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate. And they said to one another, why are we sitting here? Right? Why are we sitting here until we die? Why are we sitting here until we die? Right? Right? If we had life by the Spirit and we got it, why not then walk in it? Right? He's our life. So they say, why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we will enter the city, the famine is in the city, right? And we shall die there. And if we sit here, we will die also. So if you trust in the world, you're going to die. If you just sit there, you're going to die, right? If you put your trust in the Lord, you're blessed and you can eat. Why sit there if you can eat, right? You see what he's saying? You believe in God, believe also in me. Eat. Eat. The people were offended. All 5,000 and all the men, they left. And none of them ate. He fed them trying to teach them to eat. And what the thing he was trying to teach them to eat is the exact same thing that they didn't do. They didn't eat. And it was what he was trying to do to teach them to eat. And they all left and none of them ate. Right? But the 12, 11 ate. 11 ate. And later on, Paul ate, right? But they ate, right? They ate. Where else would we go, he said? You hold the... In other words, where else are we going to go eat? There's no food anywhere else. In the city, there is no food. In the world, there is no food. If we stay here and don't follow you, there's no food here. We're going to die. So let us go with you and follow you and here and we will eat, right? So he says, why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we will enter the city, the famine is in the city. That's good to know, right? That the famine is in the world, right? That there is famine in the world, right? Right? You don't have to wait until the recession. There's a famine anyway, right? He says, and we shall die there. If we say we will enter the city, the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we will die also. Now, therefore, come. Let us surrender, right? Right? Let's just write nothing. Right? We can't do nothing. Let's just go over there and just surrender to them. Right? If they keep us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall only die. And they rose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. And they rose at twilight. Okay. And when they had come to the outskirts of the Syrian camp, to their surprise, no one was there. The Lord had done it, right? The Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of the chariots and the horses, the noise of a great army, so that they said to one another, look, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to attack. Therefore they rose and they fled. You know what happened? They started going in from tent to tent. They started going into the place, right? They started going in and they ate. And they would take. And they would go in and eat. And they would take, right? And you know what they said? They said, it's not good for us to delight ourselves and eat so much and not tell somebody else. Right? The Lord will put the word in your mouth and your tongue will speak to them the words that will give them life so that they can eat too. Because they're all dying in the city. Right? They're all dying in the city, but it's good to know, right? It's good to know that He has to get you to eat first, right? He has to get you to come out. He has to get you to eat. And when you eat and you delight yourself, then He will allow your tongue to speak to them and allow the, because of the righteousness that is in you, right? Your tongue in your mouth will speak to them and they'll be able to eat too. Many, many will still eat, right? That is what eating is.
And that concludes today's message. This message was recorded at Harvest Church, located at 2631 Route 52, Liberty, New York. Harvest Church meets every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. For more information and free downloads of all of our messages, visit us at harvestinus.com. Thank you for listening.